Welcome to episode 1578 of the Multifamily Collective. Today, let's talk about avoidance. This is, in my mind, the single biggest distraction to our ability to accomplish anything. And it has its roots in fear. The basis of avoidance is many times fear. Let's take cold calling for an example. You do everything you can to procrastinate picking up the phone and making a call. Even if you're in the sales arena, my imagination tells me that you are not thrilled about picking up the phone and making cold calls. It's probably akin to scraping your fingernails on a chalkboard. But the way to reverse yourself out of that mindset is by stepping into it in the most dramatic fashion possible. Let's take that example of cold calling. You have a list of people. That list of people can be stack ranked in terms of the scariest person on the list that you need to call versus the person down at the bottom, which is low risk. Go first with the most scary scenario, the scariest person on that list, go first there and get that one accomplished. You getting over the top in terms of taking the action to address that scariest option first builds a dramatic momentum for the second scariest person on the list, or the third scariest person on the list, or the fourth scariest person on the list. It helps you get momentum and gain momentum to get through the rest of the list. It's amazing how action plays into this. Feel the fear and do it anyway. That's a popular mantra out there. Feel the fear. Feel that anxiety. Feel the sweaty palms, the sweaty forehead, the shakiness in your voice. Feel all of that and use that to actually compel yourself to take the action as necessary to create the outcome that you're after. So today, when you are avoiding, acknowledge that you are avoiding, and then set an action and an intention in place and go after the scariest thing first and do it now. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.